February 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as we journey into this penitential season, let us carry in our hearts some parameters for sacrifices. Sometimes the best way to sacrifice is just to lovingly accept all the day offers. No sacrifice is worthy without love in the heart. Too much emphasis is placed on giving up things the soul enjoys, and not enough emphasis is on the positive effort of taking on charitable works, such as helping those in need, praying more, even reading inspirational works. The love with which any sacrifice is offered is more important in making it worthy than the sacrifice itself. Self-abnegation should not deplete physical well-being. Have respect for the body I created. Choose sacrifices more pleasing to me, such as loving your enemies and practicing forgiveness. We can make this journey together as long as holy love permeates your heart. That must be the firm basis of each sacrifice. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.